And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lensic Performing Arts Center, and she is with us here now speaking of the arts, and she will be speaking of the arts with us quite frequently, which I'm delighted about. Welcome back to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm delighted, too. Thanks for having me.
So what's going on today? You want to tell us some event?
Sure. I'm from the Lensic, so I'm going to start with the Lensic Performing Arts Center.
Yay.
This weekend, we've got the Santa Fe Symphony and Chorus. They will be
awesome.
Presenting Carl Orff's Carmina Burana, and also Britten's Four Seed Interludes from Peter Grimes. They'll have soprano Mary Wilson, tenor Sam Shepherdson, and baritone Jeremy Kelly, I'm sorry. And that's Saturday at 5, Sunday at 4. Tickets are available at ticketsantafe.com, 988, ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234.
And that is a wonderful piece of music.
It is, and of course we always love the symphony.
The 13th Annual Sax Stone Carving Workshops are currently accepting applications for two summer sessions in stone sculpture. Beginners and professionals alike are welcome. They've got scholarships and discounts and all kinds of things, and they can learn to carve the figure in their imagination or the lines of their favorite poem. For more details, Sax, S-A-X, like saxophone, saxstonecarving.com or 575-979-9179.
Here's a fun one. Oompa Loompas and Willy Wonka Jr. This is a performance at the James A. Little Theater on the campus of the School of the Deaf. It's Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, and you can call 505-982-3327 for tickets and more information.
And, of course, the Cat of the Week is here, and this week's featured Cat of the Week is called Honey Bear. Honey Bear is a little shy, very sweet guy. He loves to sleep curled up with his people in bed. He's a big, handsome Siamese mix with a short cream and orange coat, blue eyes, and flame point markings. If you would like to adopt Honey Bear, please call 505-316-2281 or go to fnfnm.org. That stands for Felines and Friends, New Mexico.org.
Don't forget, this week is City of Santa Fe Bike to Work Week. You may have already left for work, but if you haven't, hop on your bike. Tonight, you can celebrate Bike to Work Week in the Santa Fe Rail Yard from 4 to 7. There'll be prize giveaways, free music, food, and bike fixes by local bike shops. For more information, 955-2507.
And I got a note from Southwest Care Center, and they do a lot of hepatitis C treatment and prevention. And right now, they're having, I guess it's Hepatitis Awareness Month in the month of May. And so tomorrow from 12 to 4, they are having a grand reopening of women's health services with information about Hep C and testing. That's at 901 West Alameda. And that is actually Women's Health Services, which has now been, I guess, merged with Southwest Care. And then on Friday, from 10:30 to 4, hepatitis C testing at the Asian Cultural Fair in Albuquerque. And that is at the Civic Plaza at Marquette and 4th Street Northwest. Free, anonymous, rapid testing.
Here's one up in Taos. It's the first annual Lilac Festival all weekend. It's a three-day event celebrating the heritage of lilacs. They'll have a pet parade and a costume contest, music, dancing, kids stuff, food, arts and crafts. You can find out more at TaosLilacFestival.com.
How wonderful. I see the lilacs just beginning to come out.
And they smell so good, too.
I know. Mine aren't. I haven't watered them enough. Okay. 22nd Annual El Dorado Studio Tour is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 to 5. All kinds of artists showcasing work in 17 genres, from painting to sculpture, digital, glass, mixed media, watercolor photography, all kinds of things. And there's actually a reception today from 5 to 7 in the preview gallery at La Tienda in El Dorado, and you can meet the artists and everything, and then there's all kinds of things going on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, eldoradostudiotour.org.
A very important event that will benefit the American Federation for Equal Rights happens Saturday night at the Armory for the Arts Theater. It's a staged reading of the play 8, a courtroom drama about the suit brought in California against Proposition 8.
Yeah, we did a show on that this week, and it's really a great play.
It's a great play, and I'm sure you mentioned on the show we've got a lot of local celebrities participating, from Ally McGraw, Wes Studi, Jonathan Richards.
Excellent.
7 p.m. on Saturday.
And it's a benefit for various human rights organizations. Santa Fe Indian School Spoken Word 10th Anniversary Celebration. They've been going this wonderful poetry program, which has brought so many students out into the world, and they've traveled internationally. They're unbelievably great. So the 10th anniversary celebration is this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Santa Fe Indian School Humanities Common Room.
This is an interesting one. It's at Vivo Contemporary Gallery this weekend. Six Words is the name of the current opening. It'll feature four artists doing photography, acrylic, and glass work, but they're inspired by Hemingway's six-word short story, which I can read right now. For sale, baby shoes, never worn.
Oh.
Flash fiction from the 20th century, and it opens tonight, 5 to 7, at Vivo Contemporary, 725 Canyon Road.
I suppose the form would have to be that short to have an art exhibition of it.
Exactly. And it is kind of famous as one of the shortest or original short stories.
Yeah. Okay. Evoke World Music and Dance Concert brings global beats to Santa Fe, featuring world music flutist, composer, and percussionist Susanna Tang, accompanied by Gilbert Levy, master drummers and dancers and classical Indian dancers. And so it's a whole world music and dance concert at 7... let's see. The International Marketplace, I guess they're selling stuff. Opens at 7:30, and then performances start at 8. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at 107 West Barcelona. For tickets in advance, you can call 505-795-9079. And tickets are also available at the door, and it's a benefit for the Golden Acorns Summer Camp Scholarship Fund.
Singing My Heart In, it's the closing performance at Site Santa Fe by performance artist Linda Mary Montano. And I know you just talked about her first segment in the show. We've talked about this, but if you're in the area, stop by from noon to 7 at Site Santa Fe, 1606 Paseo de Peralta.
She's a force of nature.
She is. I saw her on the opening performance, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, what's happening here? Let's see. Dragonfly Art Studio Student Show. Not to be confused with the Dragonfly School, though everybody does confuse it. But anyway, Dragonfly Art Studio is having a student show from their after-school program, and it is Saturday, and the exhibit will be on display through the month of May from 4 to 7 at Warehouse 21. For more information, 505-670-5019, or you can go to dragonflyartstudioforkids.com.
There's a comedy show at the Santa Fe Community Convention tomorrow night. It's the Comedians of Gabriel Iglesias Stand-Up Revolution Tour. These are four comedians who appear on Gabriel Iglesias' Comedy Central show. It's a benefit for Santa Fe Fiesta, and the comedians will be Dylan Garcia, Sean Latham, Alfred Robles, and Edwin San Juan.
That sounds like fun.
It really does. It starts at 7:30, sounds fun and funny, on Saturday, May 18th. Tickets are available at ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234.
Now, check this out. The Santa Fe Opera is in need of a few good men between the ages of 21 and 50 who would like to be on stage for The Marriage of Figaro or Oscar. Oscar is the world premiere of the production about Oscar Wilde. The men should be physically fit and able to move easily on stage. Experience is a plus, but not necessary. There's rehearsals through June, and the opening night is June 29th. So if you have a flexible schedule and you would like to be on stage running around as an extra on the Santa Fe Opera, you can contact Adam Franklin. So it's afranklin@santafeopera.org.
Could be a start of a new career.
And the auditions are tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the opera. So it's happening very soon.
A few good men. Wednesday at the Farmers Market Pavilion, there's a movie called Edible City. It's part of the Farmers Market's Wednesday night movie series. Edible City is a 2013 film that's a fun, fast-paced, feature-length documentary journey through the local good food movement. It's kind of quirky, it's down to earth, and it captures the spirit of a movement that's making real change and doing something revolutionary, growing the model for a healthy, sustainable food system. That's Edible City at 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the Farmers Market Pavilion. You can visit farmersmarketinstitute.org for more info.
And with any luck, I might actually be interviewing those guys, but not sure yet. Anyway, stay tuned to the Radio Cafe. Okay, 200 New Mexico poems, poetry reading by all sorts of New Mexico poets. Can't even read them because the list is so very long, but it's on Sunday, May 19th from 2 to 4 at the Performance Space at La Tienda in El Dorado. For more information, you can go to 200newmexicopoems.wordpress.com, and the 200 is digits 200, 200newmexicopoems.wordpress.com.
The summer music festivals are starting up already. There's the Crawdaddy Blues Fest in Madrid this weekend. They'll feature Junior Brown, Felix y Los Gatos, Mississippi Rail Company, and many more blues acts. This is down in Madrid, just south of Santa Fe. Tickets are available through the Mineshaft Tavern. That's mineshafttavern.com or crawdaddybluesfest.com.
And let's see. A cowboy movie tonight at 6 o'clock. There's this whole cowboy exhibition at the New Mexico History Museum, and author, painter, and raconteur Max Evans is joined by Jim Harris, director of the Lea County Museum, to talk about his storied career, including making of movies from his works at 6 o'clock tonight. And after talking about the cowboy life, they will introduce a special showing of High Low Country, starring Woody Harrelson, Billy Crudup, and Patricia Arquette.
That may have been filmed here. I could be wrong, but I seem to remember.
It would have been a good idea.
It definitely would have. Another great free outdoor concert this weekend when the free Rail Yard Concert Series kicks off on Sunday. Jamie from Heath Concerts is bringing us Round Mountain, the Santa Fe-based Americana duo. They're having a CD release party to release their new album, The Goat. It's free at the Rail Yard Pavilion Sunday, May 19th at 4 p.m. And if you haven't been to a free concert at the Rail Yard, come on down. I live right nearby and they're fun and we could use bigger crowds.
Excellent. Yeah, it's always good when lots of people show up for
it is. It's
for
fun.
Live music. Sunday, May 19th at 11 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, the Santa Fe and Dennis Marker, author of 15 Steps to Corporate Feudalism, How the Rich Convinced America's Middle Class to Eliminate Themselves, will be speaking on the national sequester and Santa Fe's decision to rescind the Community Workforce Agreement, both of which, as according to him, serve to further eliminate the U.S. middle class. And he will focus on those three steps called destroying the unions and bankrupting the United States. Details at JourneySantaFe.com.
There's another interesting event coming up at Collected Works Bookstore. This one's on Tuesday at 6. Photographer Gunther Meyer will be talking with our former Secretary of
Cultural Affairs,
Stuart Ashman, yes. They'll be discussing Gunther Meyer's new book, Carlistas Cubanos, and I believe Diane Karp, who is also a friend of Mary Charlotte's Radio Cafe, will be there as well. She'll introduce the two of them. This is at Collected Works, 6 o'clock on Tuesday, 202 Galisteo Street.
And it's an awesome book. Apparently, Germans are really into Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Really?
And so this German went to Cuba and found, like, those few diehards who actually have been keeping Harley-Davidsons from the 1950s running with, you know, machining their own parts
sure.
or using refrigerator parts or things from Soviet cars and things like that to keep these things running. It's unbelievable.
I'm sure they're gorgeous machines.
They are very beautiful machines, and everybody's taken pictures of those cars, but this
right.
is the first guy who's really done a whole book about the motorcycles.
We're lucky to have him in town.
Yeah, and Stuart Ashman wrote the essay. Okay, this one we have already... Okay, go ahead.
I've got another one. It's down at Las Golondrinas. It's the Santa Fe Fiber Arts Festival. We've got everything from fuzzy sheep to embroidered blankets. You can learn how New Mexico textiles are made, buy fiber arts and supplies, and learn about weaving from experts. Sounds like a good one for the whole family. It is this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 at Las Golondrinas in La Cienega. For more information, you can call 471-2261.
And don't forget, KSFR is collecting books and records and CDs and DVDs and sheet music for the fourth annual book and media sale. And through July 26th, you can bring your donations, and the events will be on the weekend of August 2nd and 3rd. So for more information, call 428-1527, and they'll tell you how to drop off.
I definitely have things to give, and I'll be at the sale.
Yeah.
There's a movie, part of the Water... It's not a movie. It's a discussion. It's part of the Water Matters lecture that Amigos Bravos puts on this summer. This will be held at Santa Fe Community Foundation on Tuesday night at 5:30. It'll present a team of artists engaged in a project called A River Runs Through Us, which focuses on the Santa Fe River.
Yep. Sounds very, very interesting. We had them on the other day. Three wonderful artists, Dominique Mazzeau, Bobby Bisold, and Valerie Martinez, who used to be the Poet Laureate. I think she was our first... Was she our first Poet Laureate? Anyway, yeah, very, very good stuff. And all kinds of events, not only the event at Amigos Bravos, but stuff through the weekend. And if you Google A River Runs Through Us, you can get to their website.
Thank you.
Photographs... Good heavens, my screen just cleared. What was that? Okay. Photographs by John Delaney and Svetlana Tipava... I'm sorry, I'm saying your last name wrong. But
we can just call her Svetlana and she'll
Svetlana
answer.
Svetlana T. The opening reception is tonight from 5 to 7 at the Photo Eye Bookstore. And very beautiful silver gelatin black and white photographs depict an ancient Kazakh nomad tradition of hunting with golden eagles. And it's portraits of birds of prey and their handlers. Quite an unusual thing. PhotoEye.com is the website. You can also call 988-5158.
Another kids production this weekend. This one's not of Willy Wonka, but The Music Man. The Music Man Jr., they call it. It's at Desert Academy, their new location at 7300 Old Santa Fe Trail. They'll be presenting The Music Man on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. If you'd like a reservation, call 204-8855.
And let's see, there is at Body Santa Fe, which is almost right across the street from the Santa Fe Baking Company, there are some special classes, a live music yoga class today at 5:45 with live percussion and flute by Gregory Gutten and Andrew Tomasson. And then Saturday, a dance fusion class. And workshops for partner yoga and all kinds of kind of special... Basically, they teach a lot of yoga and exercise there, and they've got all kinds of things with live music happening. BodySantaFe.com is their website. No, BodyOfSantaFe.com.
Tomorrow is the 32nd Annual Irish Show. This is from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at DeVargas, so you can shop and look at the flowers. I'm sure they have some for sale. The DeVargas Center, of course, is at North Guadalupe and Paseo de Peralta. This event is presented by the Santa Fe Iris Society.
And if you want to hear some live music, Tony B and Soultastic are at the Palace Restaurant tonight at 9:30, low cover charge, with Lil Leroy, Donnie Tesso, Andy Kingston, and Richard Reed.
There's a brand new exhibition opening at the O'Keeffe Museum today, Architecture, Katsinum, and the Land. This opens today and runs through September. It tells the little-known story of how the New Mexico landscape and O'Keeffe's introduction to Hispanic and indigenous art and architecture inspired a significant creative shift in her painting. It includes some newly discovered paintings and the work of Hopi artist Ramona Sacagawea?
Yeah.
And
something like that.
Dan Naminga. This is at the O'Keeffe Museum. And this it'll be running till September, but come today and you can... be one of the first to see it.
Excellent. I have, amazingly enough, I have done my list.
I'm sure I can find some more things to tell listeners about.
Good heavens. How this has never happened before.
Really?
Usually at the end of the show, I apologize and say, oh, there's so many things that I didn't get to. Now, there probably are things I didn't get to because they are still somewhere in the depths of my email inbox that has 8,215 messages in it.
Wow. I can tell listeners about a book talk that happens this Wednesday. Painter of Beauty, Agnes Martin, is the topic. This is at the New Mexico Museum of Art. It's part of their Docent Talk series. It continues with a discussion of the abstract expressionist and Santa Fe resident Ragnus Martin. It's at 12:15 p.m., a lunchtime event at 107 West Palace, 476-5072.
Excellent. What else? Movies. Are there movies opening? There must be things. I'm gonna look at the CCA. I'm gonna open the CCA real quick because they've got always good stuff going on there.
I saw No last weekend, which
you
highly recommended, I would recommend it as well.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, very good. Very good film.
People are going to get sick of me because they must think that I have that I'm being paid or something, but I'm not.
No,
just love
it's
that
worth
movie.
Seeing.
And also they're playing To the Wonder, which is a Terrence Malick film, and I saw that film, and it is the worst film I've ever seen in my entire life.
Seriously.
I was filled with moral outrage at how bad it was by the time I left, and poor Jason Silverman, who is one of the best film curators in the universe, and he chooses fantastic films, and you know there's a lot of people who like Terrence Malick, and I went on the reviews section of IMDb and looked at what people said, and it split between this is wonderful and poetic and deep and mysterious and you know atmospheric to this is the worst piece of tripe that I have ever come across.
It's one of those polarizing
films. It was like all
films.
Or nothing. Yes, it was. Anyway,
I
do not recommend it. Go ahead.
I can recommend something at the Lensing next weekend. I'll just give it an advance shout out. Memorial Day weekend, May 31st to June 2nd, we will have Hershey Felder in Maestro,
yes.
Leonard Bernstein.
I'm interviewing him too.
I'm so glad you are because he's a really nice guy and a talented performer. He was at the Lensing a few years back doing a George Gershwin show, and he plays the piano and acts.
Excellent. Well, that's
our signal.
Our music. It wasn't subtle. Also at the CCA, there's a film called The Source Family, Hollywood's favorite commune. It was a restaurant popular with celebrities and created a rock band and lured endless beautiful women and all kinds of things. And they had a controversial leader named Father Yod, who is some kind of spiritual leader. Anyway, that's also opening tonight at the CCA and lots of other things. And don't forget The Screen, which is the terrific movie theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. So Diana Delling has joined us today again for Speaking of the Arts, and she will be here many Fridays to come.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
And Diana's with the Lensing Performing Arts Center, which does so much wonderful stuff for our community. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and feel free to write anytime. And stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine, and yet pray for rain.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Hasta la vista.